The 35th class to participate in a yearly program to boost community leaders in Fresno is about to graduate. But before that, they must finish a group project that benefits the city. Here to tell us more about the Chamber of Commerce's Leadership Fresno program is Sarah Fraunheim. She's with the St. Agnes Medical Center Foundation and is the project manager and president for this year's leadership class. FM89's Alice Daniel starts by asking her to explain why the program exists.
It doesn't necessarily build leaders. We're all leaders in our own right, but it helps us be better community members by educating us on the industries that are really important in Fresno and allows us to have the tools necessary to be catalysts in our community to better Fresno.
Is it kind of like a crash course in understanding how a city works?
It kind of is. I would say that each day, so how it works is it's an 8-month long program. It begins with a 2-day retreat, and that's a crash course on how to get along with 24 other people because, you know, we're all kind of in this outside environment. We're away from our friends and our family, our work, and we have to get to know each other, and we have to build these relationships rather quickly because we're going to be working on a class project together, and we have to really understand everyone's strengths, opportunities, so that we can really develop the best class project possible. But then we have 8 months essentially of class days. So each month there's one class day. And what that's going to do is that's going to allow us to have more knowledge so that we're out in the community as leaders. We are able to make decisions that are best for Fresno, that is most applicable to the needs that are here in our community.
So everyone in this group is already established professionally.
Yes.
So in a sense, it's a networking opportunity. It must also be tricky because my guess is there's some strong personalities there.
Oh, absolutely. I think that there's a lot of different personalities. There's some really strong personalities. There's some really passionate personalities. And then there's also some people that are a little bit more quiet and they've really come out of their shell.
Okay, so let's talk about the projects. Tell me about your class's project and how you decided on it.
So you begin talking about your class project at your retreat. And you just start throwing things at the wall and seeing what sticks. Everyone knows that there's a project, but there are people that come into the program knowing, okay, there's a project we have to do, and I'm really passionate about this, and I think this could make a difference in our community. And then you have some people that come in and go, I'm really not sure what we should do. Let's just think about it and talk about it, and let's just put all these ideas out, and we'll pick one. And so you're kind of balancing all of that. One idea that really stood out in our minds was sexual assault and domestic violence. And we knew that we wanted to make an impact with that messaging. We didn't know exactly what that messaging was going to look like, but we knew that that was something that was really important to our community.
And why was that the one that resonated?
I think that when we started talking about domestic violence and sexual assault in our community, we realized that there are a lot of misconceptions. And we realized that there are some of us, like myself, who have experienced sexual assault and domestic violence, and we felt that it was genuine for us to really be passionate about bringing education awareness to domestic violence and sexual assault.
You said there are misconceptions about sexual assault. What are some of the misconceptions?
I think that there are misconceptions that it's tied to certain demographics, that it's tied to low income, that it's tied to only females. We have someone in our class who worked for the Marjorie Mason Center, and she was absolutely instrumental in giving us some educational tools to really make sure that the class project that we developed really addressed those misconceptions.
So let's talk about the project quickly. It's coming up this week.
We're going to be having some PSAs that are going to air 5 segments to basically share different parts of domestic violence, sexual assault, talking about breaking the cycle, talking about what are the warning signs. And then on Friday the 26th from 12 to 1, we're going to unveil a pathway that we've been working on at Fresno State. And it's really a reflection pathway for not only for it to bring awareness to domestic violence and sexual assault, but really for survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault to walk that pathway and reflect on their journey and know that we have their back, we've thought about them, and we want them to know that they are supported and that they are no longer victims, but they are now survivors.
So you fundraise for this path. Each of you have to raise, you said, $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also participate by planting plants around it.
Mm-hmm.
You hire the contractor.
So we've developed a really great relationship with Fresno State, and they've been gracious enough to partner with us for this pathway. So they will be building this pathway. They have a designer that's come in, an architect that's come in and designed this pathway for us. And we're going to plant all of the plants. And we've thought about these plants, right? Because they've got to be drought resistant. They have to be pretty. So we put a lot of effort into this project, and we're really proud to see it all come together for this culmination and unveiling.
And I would imagine when you look at the statistics of domestic violence that there are people in your class other than yourself who have experienced this.
Absolutely. We have two class members that have come forward throughout this and shared their story with us. And it is profound. Just like I said, those misconceptions, you would never think that they would, you would never assume that they are victims, they have been victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. And one of them has turned her story into empowerment and messaging for other women. And a couple of us have remained a little bit more quiet and haven't shared our entire journey, but to know that there are those of us in the class that feel this connection to the class project is really powerful.
And that it's more common than people let on.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of misconceptions, but one is that women and men can just walk away. And it's not always that easy. And so I think that for survivors to know that they have gotten out of that situation is a really powerful thing. And that's what this pathway is about. It's about celebrating those survivors.
Thank you, Sarah, so much for coming. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Leadership Fresno is accepting applications for the 36th class until May 17th. You can find more information about tuition costs and the interview process at fresnochamber.com.